Hello, my name is Steve. I am a strong thermal emission velocity enhancement. I'm not from around here, no. I am alien. I am plural. In case you missed that mouthful, again, strong thermal emission velocity enhancement. Now you're getting the acronym, aren't you? Steve. In truth, it's a backronym. In a minute, another Steve will follow up on that. My backstory begins on the sun, on its corona and solar winds, which are really, really hot, but nobody on your planet quite understands why. If you were to step out of your rocket ship into the likes of me, your spacesuit might survive, but your blood would turn into molten lava. Nice knowing you. Everyone used to think I was a component of the aurora, the northern or southern lights. Then they discovered that I have no precipitating electrons, whatever the hell that means, but in any event, very different from the aurora. No wonder I turn purple when you see me. Final thought, can you imagine what I looked like 5,000 years ago, pre-human pollution, when there was nothing in the night sky but night sky? How much magical thinking did I provoke back then? Don't get me started. Steve, take me out of here. Hello, my name is Steve. I don't think of myself as alien or plural, but I know not everyone would concur. If you listen to Northern Community Radio every morning, as I do, you might have heard Dr. Robert Consemius, a.k.a. Tornado Bob or Aurora Bob, talking about Steve recently. He didn't have time to get into other night sky acronyms, but a couple examples. People who follow and photograph Steve are called all sky imagers, ASSes. One theory about Steve proposes that it has something to do with subauroral ion drift. That is said, as in I just said, subauroral ion drift. Acronyms, love them. But these are technically backronyms, as they're applied retroactively. I did not make that up. I cannot defend it. I do happen to know that the mystery naming of Steve references a children's story where cartoon critters come across something they haven't seen before, and they just decide arbitrarily to call it Steve. When you don't know what to call something, call it Steve. I am totally okay with that. I actually have seen Steve once. True story. I was driving home to Grand Rapids late one night from St. John's University. This would have been the late 1960s. Just north of Aiken, Highway 169, in that wall-to-wall expanse of empty, open northern sky, Steve erupted, as proton arcs and state troopers lights will do, and I pulled over onto the shoulder and stopped. There was no trooper, and my first thought was that this vision had to be drug-related. But then I noticed that everyone was pulling over and stopping. Behind me, a long string of vehicles was doing the same thing. They couldn't all have been stoned. You simply could not drive and at the same time behold that sky. Behold Steve. It was a rippling, soundless explosion of mountains of light in greens and yellows and blues and reds, with vast ribbons of purple fluttering around the edges. Words fail, as they always do. 50 years and reams of research later, there are still no good, fully explanatory theories about Steve, which I can appreciate and corroborate on a personal level. Why is there me?